You may be among the millions tuning into the NBA Finals this week. Many fans are listening to Spanish language broadcasts of the series that pits Los Mavs against El Miami Heat. So our geo quiz is this: how many countries are there around the world where Spanish is an official or national language? Our list includes countries on three continents. It begins with Argentina and ends with Venezuela. In fact, there are so many countries that announcers sometimes have a hard time coming up with the one word that suits all.
It was funny, and everybody would put out the dictionaries. My Chilean dictionary, my Puerto Rican dictionary, the Royal Academy of Spain dictionary, and it's a challenge.
Speaking of rising to the challenge, Zeta in Austin and Raul in El Portal, Florida are today's GeoQuiz texting winners. We'll get the answer and learn Spanish for a slam dunk later in the show. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Millions of basketball fans around the globe are tuning in to watch the ongoing NBA Finals this week, and a growing chunk of that audience is listening to commentary in Spanish. That presents a challenge to sports commentators. There are at least 20 countries in the world where Spanish is the official language. That's the number we were looking for in the GeoQuiz today, 20. And the Spanish spoken in all those countries is not uniformly the same. So that means there are multiple versions of basketball Spanish jargon to choose from. Clemson Smith Muñiz is a leading Spanish language announcer. He's the play-by-play voice of Los Knicks. How many ways are there to describe, for example, what, you know, LeBron James does when he soars above the hoop, takes the ball, and stuffs it in the hoop? Is there one word of describing that play in Spanish?
There's no single way to say dunk. I grew up in Puerto Rico. The word was donkear. It's basically Spanglish. Mm. But you travel around the world, you go to Spain, they say mate. You go to Argentina, say volcada. In Mexico, Central America, clavado, which is to nail it. And then it's a word I came up with. I was actually inspired by an Argentine colleague, and he was broadcasting to a Mexican audience, Mexican-American, and the word is martillazo, to hammer it at home. So there, I gave you five versions for one word in English.
So do you have something called basketball Spanish that everybody agrees on, or is it actually kind of all these different terms dividing everybody?
Well, when you have 20, 22 countries that speak Spanish, who's right? There are basic terms, and there are variations in the terms. My first rule in broadcasting in Spanish in this country is try to be as faithful as possible to the language. For a number of reasons. You got a lot of Spanish speakers. I think Spanish is a beautiful language. It lends itself to sports in many ways to describe things. It's not always possible, but when you can, you come up with a word. And let's take pick and roll, which is a very basic play in basketball. You can say a pick is a cortina. So you can say cortina en desmarque. Or you can say bloqueo y continuación.
And how about giving a little nod to the origin of basketball, you know, and sort of spanglishizing pick y roll?
You know, there's also the English. This is a big debate among my peers here in America. How much English do you use in your broadcast? I used to work for ESPN International in the 90s, and I was doing a golf tournament once, broadcasting to Southern Cone, Argentina, Uruguay, Chile. But I come from a print tradition, and I used to work for El País of Spain. So I was talking about the U.S. Open, the Golf Open, and I said, El Abierto de Estados Unidos. 15 minutes later, the producer's in my headset saying, Clemson, I just got a fax from Buenos Aires. They would like you to call it El Open. So it depends. Now, 15 years later, Mexico is the largest market for ESPN. So I wonder what word to use. I think it's now Abierto again. But it varies. It varies from country to country. And I think if you're an announcer, the most important thing is ensure that your audience understands you.
And what about that dramatic arcing pass known as the alley-oop? I bet that opens up itself to some good translations.
The challenge is in radio when you have to paint the picture and describe everything. And there are times, particularly in a basketball game, which is fast-paced, those are the decisions I make, and I will say pase de puente, a bridge pass, for example. Pase elevado, pase de puente, or alley-oop. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes the words. It's like in baseball. There's certain one-syllable words that you use because they're simple, they're direct, and hit, out, foul. You will use those words because they flow easily, they're universal, and we don't lose our rhythm broadcasting. But yes, alley-oop presents a challenge. There are moments I'm just caught up in the action, and I don't want to lose my rhythm, and I don't want to stumble, and I just say, el alley-oop.
Fair enough. Clemson Smith Muniz, the play-by-play voice of Los Knicks en Español, speaking with us from New York. Thanks very much.
Sí, Marco, de hecho. Muchas gracias y de nada.